This is Personal Finance Mastery, Episode 1.
This is the Personal Finance Mastery Podcast, where you'll discover how to master your personal finances, build true wealth, and enjoy a more fulfilling and prosperous life. Learn to plan for your future and create your own wealth away from the shackles of a job. Here are your hosts on a mission to set you free and teach you the tools to creating true wealth.
Welcome to Personal Finance Mastery, the podcast that teaches you how to achieve financial freedom and design your ultimate life. I'm Darla.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Adam.
And on today's episode, our first podcast, we're going to go ahead and talk about what it is that motivated us to create Personal Finance Mastery in the first place, and a little bit of our story and where we're coming from that brought us to this position that we're at now in our lives. And I guess I might as well start first and give you a little bit about my story. I grew up in a white-collar, middle-class kind of a family. I was raised to believe that the only path to success was go to college, get a job, work for 40 years, retire, and then, and I mean, we emphasize that only then do you get to enjoy life. Everything else up to that moment, up to that point, is struggle. It's hard work. It's you do your time. You earn your retirement, so to speak, and that's the kind of mindset I grew up with. Hard work, do whatever, you know. You don't have any fun until you retire, and it seems kind of oxymoronic, at least to me, looking back on it, is that I can only finally enjoy my life and have fun at the point in my life where I am old, likely to be sick and tired and not have any energy to go out and have fun and enjoy my life. It doesn't make any sense to me. Nonetheless, that's the kind of mindset I grew up with. And I never knew anything about lifestyle design or choosing how to live my life the way I want to live it. It was all about work. You know, you get your college degree, you get a job, you work there for decades and decades, and then you retire. Now, because this was my upbringing, this is the way I grew up, I fell into what we call the rat race, which is a vicious cycle of work, debt, to finance a lifestyle that I can't afford, and then go back to work to pay off that debt. And it just repeats itself over and over and over again. Now, unfortunately, when you're in the rat race, you're living paycheck to paycheck. You're just trying to survive. Your entire lifestyle, everything in your mindset is all about survival. You're in a survival mode where everything is just, you know, I got to make the money, I got bills to pay, and you go from there. And I finally reached a breaking point in my life because I was so far behind. I was so buried deep in this rat race that I was digging a hole that I saw no hope. I saw no opportunity for advancement or for growth, and I was so buried in debt. I actually had to file bankruptcy, and that was the core of my financial problems, where they were so bad that I had to file bankruptcy. And after I filed bankruptcy, I found myself having to start all over from scratch to have a new beginning and a new start. And since I was starting from scratch anyways, I decided that I needed to do things differently. I realized that everything I had believed in my life, everything I had thought in my life that led me to where I was at, obviously was wrong, because it led me to a very bad place. It was a very troubling, disruptive time in my life. I had to change my mind, my mindset, and I decided to redo myself, sort of recreate myself both personally and financially. Because up to that point, not only had my finances been in chaos, but my personal life had been in chaos as well. I was always trying to run away from responsibility, trying to run away from unhappiness, and I was all about, you know, drinking and spending money in grossly inappropriate ways. And so when I decided to change my life, I started with reading some very powerful books that changed my life. And some of those books were Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. Now, these books really helped me see life differently. And in essence, what I learned was that a couple key points. Positive mindset, positive outlooks on life will lead you to more positive results, period. And I learned that working the job for 40 years was not the path in life to go. That was not the way to success. It was only, at best, a path to mediocrity. That there was a different way, that there was another way to find happiness, joy, and fulfillment. And that's the path that I decided to start my life on after my bankruptcy. And I guess it all boils down to a quote that I heard a long time ago. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's how I started to turn my personal life around. I started having positive goals. I had a positive outlook on my mind and in my self-image. And I started to learn things to be an entrepreneur. I learned the entrepreneurial life and I began investing. I started investing in stocks. I started investing in different companies. I remember some of my first trades were through ShareBuilder, where you, I had no money. I had nothing. You know, and ShareBuilder for $4 trades, you could buy fractional stocks. If you didn't have enough money to buy a full share, they would buy the share and, so in essence, loan you the money, and you paid for it on kind of on a layaway plan. Just, you know, it was something. It's so crazy to me to think about it now, but starting off, I had nothing, and I was starting from scratch, and it was better to do that than to do nothing. And so some of my first stock trades, my first trades in the stock market were through ShareBuilder. It's crazy. I bought half a share of Sears. I remember it was the $100 stock at the time, and I had to wait a little bit before I could buy it. But that's where I began. I started buying. I got into real estate. I got into internet businesses and marketing on those ends. And my life really has turned around a lot since then. My personal life is also different in that I use those same principles I put into my business, I put into my personal life, where now I'm happily married, I have a wonderful life, my life is stable, fulfilling, I'm looking forward to the future, I get up every morning excited and looking to with positive goals towards my future. And I guess that's really why I'm here. And that's why I'm a part of Personal Finance Mastery. It's because I've been at the bottom. I know what that financial stress is like, and I felt that pain. I know what the stresses of the rat race are like, and I know how seductive a debt-financed lifestyle can be. Trust me, I know. I've maxed out every credit card I ever had. I was drowning in so much debt. I was spending money just to spend money sometimes. I know how seductive that is, and that call and that desire to just want to be cool, and I guess it really is a self-image problem. To be liked by other people, I felt I had to spend money. So I know what that's like, and I've been there, and I've turned it around. I've changed my life for the better, and I want to help other people do that too. And that's why I became part of Personal Finance Mastery. Because I'm here to help, and I'm here to show you that there is another way.
Well, my story is a little different. I actually got married very young, at the age of 20. I hadn't even finished college yet. And I was married to an abusive man for 6 years. And pretty much he controlled all the money. I didn't know how to invest. I didn't know anything about 401ks. And in the meantime, the more money we made, the more money we spent. And we racked up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on credit cards. We were over $70,000 in debt in credit cards by the time our marriage was in trouble. And so basically, I had to leave my ex-husband and go back and live with my parents for a few years because I didn't know how to take care of myself. I didn't know how to budget. I didn't know what kind of apartment I could afford or what kind of car I could afford. I knew nothing about money and about finance. And so back in 2006, I drove 1,600 miles across the United States back to my parents' house, and I lived with my parents for about 2.5 years while I reestablished myself and got back up on my feet. And in the meantime, in those 2.5 years, I learned how to invest. I learned how to trade in the stock market. I invested in real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, commodities. Pretty much any type of financial investment there is out there, I've dabbled in it. And one of the things I learned while I was going through this process was how much I loved personal finance and managing money and investing. And so at the same time, I decided to go back to school and change careers into financial planning. And I am currently studying to take the Certified Financial Planner examination coming up here pretty shortly. But I basically, when I left my ex-husband, I went from being in debt, and then the 2.5 years later, I owned several rental properties. I had amassed a lot of money in my 401k and also in my trading account. And so Basically, I'm here to show my love and my passion for personal finance and to help people get out of debt and help people learn how to invest and manage your money and manage every personal finance topic there is with their life.
Well, my story starts, you know, from when I was a young boy, always wanting to become an entrepreneur, owning my own business and being my own boss. I actually started thinking about different business ideas ever since I was real young. I can remember. I know at 10 years old, I started working and mowing lawns for people and stuffing envelopes for mail and doing these kinds of little things just to make my own money. I also grew up in a white-collar house, and we had plenty of money growing up, but it wasn't given out freely. I was always taught to work very hard for my money, and that, you know, was not just given to you. And so I never was given an allowance or anything like that. I'd always had to work outside of my family to make my own money. I remember one time I think my mom gave me $5 for lunch, and those was the last all week. But anyway, you know, just this idea of wanting to own my own business and to be financially free, be an entrepreneur, had always sparked interest in my mind from young age. I remember as I grew a little older, I started babysitting to make my own money. I advertised in the local newsletters and things like that, the local paper for like animal sitting, animal walking, anything to make an extra dollar. And then when I was old enough, I was able to get a regular W-2 sort of job, which from that point, I think the first one was McDonald's and flipping burgers kind of thing, working the cash register. But after that point, I'm like, this isn't for me. I know, you know, it was just my first job and everything, but I knew that I wanted much more, and I didn't see my life working for one single company forever and going down that path and retiring in 40 years or whatnot and then taking that time off then. It just seemed like such a long, long ride.
It seemed like an eternity, yeah, and that's where I think both of our stories kind of mesh right there, is that we were raised with this mindset of the 40-year life working that, you know, I grew up with. Work meant you get up, you put a suit and tie on, you go to some office, and you do something at a desk for 40 years, and that's how I grew up thinking. But as soon as I got into the work world, I realized that that was not the way I want to live my life. Right. I think you kind of started realizing that same thing yourself.
And it was assumed for me as well, just to, you know, grow up, go to school, and then go straight to college. You know, from there, get a job in an office and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I just knew that wasn't for me. I wanted something else, and I think it was when we all met each other that we started changing each other's, you know, mindset. And that's when we read the Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, listened to Psycho-Cybernetics and The Strangest Secret and those type of books, and they really open your mind to a whole new world, and you really can't go backwards once you listen to those. So you're either...
The blinders are lifted, really. All of a sudden, it's like, ooh, I see the reality of the situation.
Exactly, yeah. It's too late to go back. So either live with this knowledge and be miserable in your certain circumstances, or do something to change yourself because you know that it's possible that you can change from within. So, and then one really good book also, The Answer, that's something that changed my mindset as well. But the reason getting into personal finance mastery was I was also in a ton of debt, and I was spending on credit cards, going on vacations, buying cars. I think I bought 9 cars by the time I was 21. So just falling deeper into debt and realizing that I never made a budget. I never even thought about that. I just spent. And when I looked at my account, I'm like, how did I spend, you know, $40,000 more than I made? And, you know, so looking at it and trying to pay off this debt, trying to dig myself out of the hole was a long journey. And I just really want other people to learn, you know, there's a better way, you know, through budgeting and through a little lifestyle change, that you could have a way better life if you just do a little bit of, you know, what we call forecasting or budgeting.
Financial forecasting.
That's right.
That's what I call it.
Exactly. So, I mean, that little thing, you know, just a little budget truly makes a huge difference. So, and also, you know, designing your own life to be able to fulfill, you know, your wants and your needs, so you're not struggling, not worrying about your finances and where you're going to go in life. And that shouldn't be the main stress. You know, you should be taking care of your family, taking care of yourself, and having a good time, really. So that's really what I'm here for, is to teach people about, you know, designing their lifestyle, how to stay out of debt, create a budget. That's what Personal Finance Mastery is truly all about.
That's an excellent point you put out there, that life should be enjoyed. Life should be a fulfilling, an abundant, filled experience. And while I know money is a big part of everyone's life, money is everywhere in our world, and you need money to survive, to pay for things and to have a comfortable life and food and shelter and clothes and everything else. You need money. But money shouldn't be the number one stressor in your life, causing so many problems. And I think by mastering your personal finances, learning how to budget or how to forecast for the future, how to make plans and goals, get rid of your debt, live a more exciting future, you know, life that's looking forward to the future, at the same time finding alternative sources of income, investing, passive sources of income, businesses, all sorts of, you know, these other extra money-making activities as well. And you combine these two together, it'll give you the freedom at that point to get out of that survival state. And that's what I was in for the longest time, was that survival state. And all of a sudden, when that was like a weight on your shoulders, it gets lifted off of you, and you have freedom, and you have peace and financial comfort, financial security, and you can start looking to the future. And the world changes at that moment. Opportunities are sort of exploding all over you. I mean, this potential is everywhere, and life becomes fulfilling. Life becomes enjoyable, and life becomes happy at that moment.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. We talk a lot about entrepreneurship and wanting to own our, you know, own business and investing and things like that. Truly, I mean, you could be happy in your job if you love your job and you just want a little extra income to create that financial freedom. That's possible as well, you know, through vehicles of investing and different things that we teach. But it's not all about, for us, it was...
Well, for us, we didn't like our jobs.
Right.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean, say it simply, yes.
Put it simple, yeah.
I mean, it might have been different if each one of us had our own career that we were, like, so passionate about. You know, and fortunately for me, like, I found my passion in managing money and investing, things like that. And as well as Adam and Peter have also found their passions. But our passions are not through a W-2 job. But, I mean... anyone with a W-2 job, even if you love what you do, you can still invest, you could still make money and make it so that it's a choice, you know, and sometimes you may do the job that you absolutely love and are passionate about, but you don't like your work environment. And sometimes you think you can't change your job, you can't change your work environment because you feel like you're stuck. But if you plan and prepare and take care of your finances and invest correctly, then everything becomes a choice, you know, where you live, where you work, the way you handle your money, how much money you make, and you don't have to rely on an employer for a job. It's just there so that you can create financial freedom.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of an overview of our stories and where we're coming from and what really brought us to creating Personal Finance Mastery. And hopefully that helps you kind of understand us a little bit better.
In our next episode, we're actually going to talk about exactly how each one of us got out of debt. Now, I know Peter mentioned he went through bankruptcy. He'll talk a little bit about what possessed him to finally make the decision to go through with bankruptcy. For me, I'll talk about how I got out of the $70,000-plus consumer debt that me and my ex had wrapped up. And Adam will talk a little bit about how he also got out of debt. We'll give you pointers and tips and tell you exactly how he did it, help you if debt elimination is part of your goals.
And as we go on doing more podcasts, we'll get, you know, more into detail in the different subjects such as budgeting and debt management,
investing,
things like that. That's right. So you'll hear more of our story and more detail. We just wanted to give you a quick overview today.
A quick Cliff Notes, kind of a, you know, condensed version of our story, where we're coming from. And yeah, our different podcast, you know, our goal is to probably do at least a couple a month where we come together here and talk about certain topics. Is it about personal finance and designing your life and entrepreneurialism and earning extra income streams? And also, there may be times when you know, given our we have our own different businesses and investments that we run, sometimes it might be just one of us. Sometimes it might be all three of us. Sometimes it might be two of us. But we are definitely going to be committing to at least a couple times a month doing our show.
And if you have any ideas or any topics you want to learn about, go ahead and shoot us an email at ideas@personalfinancemastery.com. Again, that's ideas@personalfinancemastery.com.
Awesome. So that wraps it up for today. And we'll see you on podcast number two.
And thanks for listening.
I'm Adam.
I'm Darla.
I'm Peter.
Thanks for listening to the Personal Finance Mastery Podcast. For more wealth building tips and tools customized to fit your financial needs, go to personalfinancemastery.com.